Pella Christian High School girls tennis team has two double squads competing later this week at the Class 1A state individual tournament up in Waterloo, and we're talking right now with both of those doubles teams, all four members, Aubrey Else, Kayla DeBrine, Paige Ingbers, and Megan Van Coten. And as we get going here on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA, KRLS, Aubrey, they offered you to go up first since you're the number one singles, even though we're talking doubles now this time around. Just wanted to talk to you about the significance of getting to this point. It's got to be a pretty exciting time, and now with school done, you get to put all the focus in tennis. So is this a fun time for you?
It's really fun, and I think especially being our senior year, it's even more enjoyable just because it's kind of our last chance and it's going to end in a really good way.
And Kayla, for you, kind of the same thing. I mean, what's it mean for you to get to this point?
It means a lot. I guess I never really thought that we would come to this point, but we did. So I'm really excited about tomorrow, and I guess we don't really have anything to lose, so we'll just go out there and play our best.
Paige, a question for you. To get to this point, both of these teams had to finish 1-2 in the district meet. So you had to play each other, which I suppose was kind of interesting. What was that like to play girls on the other side of the net that you were pretty familiar with, I'm sure?
It was pretty exciting. A lot like practice. We play each other a lot. So it was really fun to finish 1-2.
Megan, that had to be a challenge, though, at the same point, because of anybody who knows the style of play, it would be your teammates. So was that kind of challenging, I guess, to go against people who knew your style of play so well?
Yeah, they knew exactly how to defend our shots and put it away, so it was tough playing them.
Aubrey, I'll come back to you. And kind of the same thing, I guess, wanted to talk about just making your way through the district meet. What allowed you to be successful, you and your teammate, to be successful and get to the point where you had that chance to be in the final matchup?
I think we really played our game. And we were playing really good angles, and I know Kayla had some really good shots down the alley. And I think we knew what we had to do and where we wanted to end up, and we really executed well.
Kayla, I wanted to talk to you a little bit just about some of the ways that you and Aubrey complement each other. What are the ways that you kind of benefit off of each other's strengths and maybe cover up some of each other's more difficult areas?
Well, we could both have good serves, and I think it works really well when she's at the baseline and I'm at the net, and we know what to do when we can't get our shots, and we'll just back each other up.
Paige, kind of the same question for you when it comes to playing at the net versus playing on the baseline. How do you and Megan work together?
Well, I think we're both pretty good up the net. Megan is a great player up at the net. We both complement each other well, and we can both play each position, so it's nice that way.
And Megan, you have to be able to play both positions. That's got to make you a better rounded player, and I'm sure that creates some of its own challenges. So what are the things about maybe the doubles format that you like and that you think benefit you?
I like it that we can both be at the net at the same time. I think that really puts the pressure on the other doubles team. And so when we both do that, it's just they have to get the shot around us, and we can play our game, and we can make them work.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking with both doubles teams from Pella Christian High School on the girls' side as they get ready to compete in the Class 1A state individual meets. On one team, Megan Van Coten and Paige Ingbers, and on the other team, Kayla DeBrine and Aubrey Else. Aubrey, we'll come back again to you. Wanted to talk to you just about the preparations. What's it been like as you've prepared for state? What are some of the things that Coach Bliss has had the team work on to get you ready?
I think she's really stressed, like footwork and just staying in shape. And even though the main point is just to keep playing, that we still have to maintain that good footwork, and that's going to be really key in how we do at state.
Kayla, as one of the seniors on the team, you've been out of school for a little while, so that's probably been a little bit different from a practice standpoint to not have to put in the whole school day and then go to practice. Has it been nice to maybe feel like you could focus a little more on tennis?
Yeah, it's been nice to not think about school and just have that behind us and then focus on tennis and what we need to work on and mentally prepare for that too.
Paige, what have the workouts been like? Have you primarily gone against each other? Have other people come in to play against you to make you better? What have your workouts consisted of?
Well, we play against each other a lot. We just do different drills and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty much playing each other and playing coach sometimes too.
Megan, one of the things that I was kind of curious about early in the season when I talked with Coach Bliss, she really wanted to focus on making doubles better. And now here we are at the point where doubles is what's going on to state. So is that exciting that you've met her challenges and been able to get down to this point?
Yeah, I think it's really great because she was stressing it from the beginning, and then we just did it and we pulled through and worked hard at what she wanted us to do, and that is a great accomplishment.
Megan, I'm going to stay with you and then we'll head back the other direction this time. As you look at the competition that you'll face, do you know much about some of the other doubles teams that have been there? Have you seen some of these girls before?
Well, we've played Norwalk before, but now their doubles is a little bit different because one of the girls had a concussion. So, yeah, we're playing different people from there. And then I think Waterloo Columbus is another team that's going to be there, and they're going to be pretty tough because that's who we lost to in the team competition, so they're going to be pretty tough. But other than that, I don't really know of anything.
Yeah, there's definitely a very strong tennis tradition at Columbus, as are some of the other programs that are there. Paige, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to from a competition standpoint when you get to take on some of these other teams?
Oh, I just want to focus on our game instead of theirs. I think it's important that we play our game because if we start playing other people's game, then it kind of messes us up. So we just want to focus on winning and playing our game.
Megan, just to build on what Paige said about being able to just play your own style, what do you think it's going to take to be successful at the state level?
Just to keep focused and play our shots, get our serves in, and just play our best.
And then to have you can kind of continue with the same topic, Aubrey, what are some of the goals that you and Kayla have set and what has Coach Bliss talked about for the team to set that are things that you have for expectations of yourselves? Where do you want to see yourselves ending?
I guess I don't think we have any, like, too broad of goals. Like, I don't think our goal is to win the whole thing, but I think our goal is definitely to show up and show that we deserve to be there. And I mean, we don't have anything like Columbus where we've won it so many times. I mean, this is pretty much the girls' first time here for a long time. So I think just to show up and play and be competitive.
But that'd be okay if you won the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be just great.
Well, last question, and I may ask you all the same, or you can kind of all chime in as you want. Clearly, there's the competition standpoint. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. But there gets to be kind of a broader experience anytime you get to compete at a state level. Are there other elements that you're looking forward to that will come with that, whether it just be the spectator interactions, or do you kind of make a trip out of it and do some extra things while you're in Waterloo? What else comes out of that experience? And Kayla, I'll come back to you.
Most of it is just the experience and being there and being able to play and just seeing all the what happens and stuff like that.
Megan, then we'll go out to you for the last question then. And this will be kind of the last chance for you to go out and have some fun and at the same time try to perform your best. So with that all in mind, what are the things that you want to take away from the state tennis meet here these next couple days?
I just want to take away that we did our best and that we worked hard and we did our best for God, and that will be great.
All right, well, you girls are a lot of fun. I know you're going to have fun the next couple of days, so thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll see some good things coming out of Waterloo, and we'll catch up with you again later. Thank you.
Thanks.
Once again, Aubrey Ells, Kayla DeBrine, Paige Ingbers, and Megan Van Coten. Stay tuned. More of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.